Hello and welcome to the New York Transatlantic's brand new audio series, Jetlag, a podcast that traces the footprint of Europe in New York. I'm your host, Tim O'Donnell. The Transatlantic is partnered with NYU's Center for European and Mediterranean Studies. We cover stories relating to Europe, New York, and how they intersect. Over the next season, our team of reporters will bring you a slew of eclectic stories from all over the city. But of course, we're sticking to our roots, and each tale will have a tie to Europe. Keep an eye out for Italian pizza chefs, Greek diners, and nomadic Soviet statues. For our first episode, we're taking a look at the centennial of Czech independence. The Bohemian National Hall on the Upper East Side is playing host to a series of events commemorating the 100-year anniversary of the founding of Czechoslovakia. Our Katerina Barton has the story.
The Bohemian National Hall is a reminder of a once vibrant Czech immigrant community that lived on the Upper East Side. As a Czech-born American who recently moved to New York, I was looking for a connection to the language, culture, and food of my homeland. What I found was a five-story building that transported me back to Prague, and I'm not alone. Many of the Czech families have since moved away, but for people of Czech and Slovak heritage in the city now, the hall remains a tie to home. Pavla Niklova is the director of the Václav Havel Library Foundation. This is just one of the organizations that puts on events at the hall and helps sustain and promote Czech history and culture in New York.
You know, this place, Bohemian National Hall, plays a very important role in gathering Czechs and Slovaks living in New York.
Over the past few months, the hall has been hosting events celebrating the 100-year anniversary of the founding of Czechoslovakia. The official anniversary date was October 28th. So why are Czechs celebrating a non-existent country? It has to do with the country's history and the values it was built on. Niklova says it also has to do with Czech perseverance.
So I think although the state that was established 100 years ago doesn't exist anymore, still it means that that the Czechs kind of came back to become a recognized, internationally recognized nation and country. And so I think that's why it is important for us to remember it and to celebrate it and to go back to the values that were important when Czechoslovakia came into existence in 1918.
The international community officially recognized the country in the wake of World War I in 1918 after the fall of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Despite sometimes still being called Czechoslovakia, the country actually split in two in 1993. It is now the Czech Republic and Slovakia. I was born in Czechoslovakia before the split. My family now lives in Moravia in eastern Czech Republic. One of the largest celebrations at the hall was a gala in September. Guests ate giant fried schnitzels, apple strudels, and beet salads, and watched performances by a Czech singer and marionette theater. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright addressed the crowd. She spoke about Czechoslovakia's founding father and first president, Tomáš Masaryk, and his dedication to democratic ideals.
Under his leadership, Prague became a beacon of democracy and tolerance within a troubled Europe. But all too soon, the light it created was snuffed out. We look back now upon the symbols of deepest darkness.
Czechoslovakia's path to democracy was short-lived and marred by authoritarian regimes. The country spent 51 years shifting from Nazi Germany occupation to Soviet satellite statehood. Finally, in 1989, Václav Havel, a playwright and a dissident, led the country into a peaceful protest, aptly named the Velvet Revolution. Although Czechs and Slovaks have overcome so much, Hate speech and xenophobia have crept back in the public sphere in both countries.
We thought back then that the totalitarian ideologies of the 20th century were in remission, that the outmoded concepts of imperialism and spheres of interest were discredited, and that the danger of big countries gobbling up the small had been reduced. But although those evil tides were driven back, it is the nature of tides to return. The events of recent years have reminded us that the battle for freedom is never over.
The 100th anniversary of Czechoslovakia is a call for Czechs at home and abroad to remember all they've endured. Listening to Albright, I felt empowered and moved, and also disappointed. The Czech Republic has been in the news recently, not for their democratic history, but for their government's anti-immigrant rhetoric. The events at the Hall have given me and other people with Czech heritage in New York a chance to reflect on our country's past and present. And it is a place where we can gather to help push back against the tides and hope for a better future.
That's all for today's episode. We look forward to bringing you more under-the-radar stories over the course of the season. Next month, we'll dive into the backstory of a mysterious statue overlooking the Lower East Side. Thanks for joining us, and see you next time on Jetlag.